The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow, I thought I was done with the anti-Israel protests, but I'm watching the TV monitor here in the studio, and this is a growing, explosive, and incredibly dangerous movement. These pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations. They are breaking out all over America. The University of Southern California has canceled commencement. No commencement. Why? Too much danger. The radical pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protesters are threatening violence. And so the University of Southern California, USC, has canceled graduation. Columbia University in New York canceled graduation. Other schools, large universities across America, are canceling graduation ceremonies because they cannot guarantee the safety of the students and their families. Something, and I would imagine all of you know this. We talk a lot about indigenous people. Here in America, we hear the liberals constantly, the indigenous peoples. We cannot have Columbus Day. We must have Indigenous Peoples Day. We don't like Columbus anymore. So cities all across America are replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. And we hear all the time about how important it is that we honor Indigenous people. Well, guess who the indigenous people are in Palestine? The Jews. The Jews go back to over 2,000 BC, over 4,000 years, documented without doubt, without controversy, without any debate. This was Israel, not Palestine. Palestine is a modern, the word Palestine is a modern invention. The Jews are the indigenous people in that particular portion of the world. They are the rightful possessors, if you will, of the land that we refer to as Israel. The Jewish nation long predates Islam. Muhammad, centuries, multiple centuries before we ever heard of Muhammad and anyone had ever heard of Islam. That is just common sense. And I don't see anybody talking about that in the news media. And it's crazy. We see these demonstrators, protesters, protesting the occupation of their land. It's not their land. It's Israel. They're not, the Israelis are not occupiers. They are the possessors of the land. But the radical Muslims, the radical Palestinians, call the Jews the occupiers. And so in many of these protests, we are protesting against the occupiers. Well, who is demonstrating against the occupiers? The people who are illegally occupying their college campus. No, seriously, think about the weird, strange, wicked irony. You have these people occupying places on campus, putting up tents, having an encampment. They're occupying a place that they do not legally possess and that they're not legal, they don't have a legal right to possess. And so the occupiers are protesting the occupiers. Now, what I wanted to hit, folks, we need to understand something. This is not, many of the protesters are likening this to the anti-war protesters of the 60s, the hippie movement. I remember that well. I am a child of the 60s. I remember the anti-war protests. I remember burning draft cards. I remember all of that. And many, many people are equating what's going on now to the anti-war protests of the 60s. There is no comparison at all. The anti-war protesters didn't hate anybody. They wanted peace, love, man. We stand against war. These protesters hate the Jews. They hate Israel. The anti-war protesters of the 60s did not want a nation wiped out. In fact, they wanted us to get out of Vietnam and leave them alone. They didn't want us interfering in Vietnam's politics. We need to get out. Have peace. Leave it alone. There is no comparison whatsoever to the anti-war protests of the 60s and what's going on today. If you want to look at a comparison, look at Germany in the 1930s. Think about that. And if you think about it honestly, it should send a chill up and down your spine. These protests are protests against the right of a race of people to exist. It's true. This is similar in many ways to the anti-Jew movement in Germany in the late 30s into the early 40s. And that's why, again, I want to commend the administration of The Ohio State University, and I pray they don't give in. If the protesters stay past 10 o'clock tonight, I pray the administration brings in law enforcement again and does exactly what they did last night. And again, I want to commend the law enforcement, the highway patrol. And by the way, please, people, please, 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 when you see these protests, pray for the police. Pray for them. They are fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters. They are people who genuinely, truly want to serve their community. They're being spat upon, called filthy names, screamed at inches from your face, bottles being thrown, rocks being thrown. And yet the police are expected to remain absolutely calm while someone is attacking you. Pray for the police. I think this is a little more near and dear to my heart since I have a grandson now that's part of the police department. Pray for them. They are put into a terrible situation where they are following orders, trying to uphold the law. Pray for them. All right, we're going to take the final break, and we'll wrap things up when we return.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
I ask you to pray for police with all of these protests. Please do that. But I hope you will pray for Jews. Now, again, I think the average American has no clue what the ultimate goal of these protesters is, the destruction of Israel and the death of Jews. Bob, they don't all believe that. No, that's true. Some of them are just dumb. And I say that as kindly as I can. They're just dumb. They don't know what they're doing. They're waving a flag that somebody put in their hand, and they've been told, Jews are oppressors. They're killing innocent civilians in Gaza. And they have no idea the truth. They don't. And they don't care. They've got a cause. They're protesting. Some people were just kind of born to protest. I know Christians like that. They've got to be protesting something somewhere every weekend. And not everyone. But the organizers of these protests are hardcore supporters of Hamas. You've got to understand that. The people behind these protests, and once again, these are not organic. They are not spontaneous. They are well organized. I just saw a collage just a few minutes ago on the TV monitor here in the studio of protests all over America. They all looked the same. They all had the same kind of tent. They were organized, and this is not local. It's not spontaneous. It's not organic. It is well organized. And the organizers are pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, anti-Jew. Okay? Think, if you are a Jew, think that there are multiplied thousands of people around America demonstrating for your destruction. Think about that. You're a Jewish father. You're a Jewish mother. You've got Jewish children. And there are several thousand people down on the campus of The Ohio State University, and not all of them, but many of them want you dead, want your homeland destroyed. Can you imagine what it would be like? Well, that's what the Jews in Germany and Poland and other countries had to face in the 1930s. Pray for Jewish families. Pray for their children. Anyway, enough of that, but it is, I think it's more serious than most of us realize. And universities around the country, and it's crazy that I would say this because I've been so critical of Ohio State University, their administration, far, 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 far left. Love their football team. You know, I'm a loyal Buckeye to the football and basketball and all that stuff. But the school itself, uber left-wing liberal. With that said, universities around America could follow the example of Ohio State University last night, and our local police and Ohio Highway Patrol and how they handled it last night. And now I am praying that it's not going to happen again tonight. There's a good chance it will. All right. Speaking of school, oh, by the way, Jeff during the break told me something that I hadn't even thought about. Major universities around the country are canceling their graduation ceremonies. Several, because they can't guarantee the safety of their students or their families because of these protests. Now, we're told they're peaceful protests. Yeah, well, the university's no different. And all over the country, universities are canceling graduation. I never thought of this, but Jeff was telling me that one of our other talk show hosts, Bruce Hooley, was talking about this earlier. Many of the students that are graduating this year were seniors in high school during COVID, and their graduation was canceled. I didn't think about that. There is a large number of young people who were robbed of their graduation ceremony because of COVID, and now they're going to be robbed of their graduation ceremony because of these radical leftist protesters. That is really sad. I mean, it really, really is sad. I hope that one of the results of this will be an awakening in America as to the anti-Semitism that has been simmering under the surface for a long time. Even among some of our elected representatives in Congress, and I pray that in the next election, they will be voted out. I pray good things come out of this. All right, speaking of good things, be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. If you don't have one, find one. They're everywhere. Find a good Bible-believing church. Be a part of it. All right, folks, have that great weekend, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.